This is the book, The Story of Redemption, written by Ellen G. White. In the book's foreword come the following paragraphs. There are many themes upon which Mrs. E. G. White, God's chosen messenger to the Advent believers, received enlightenment in the early days, near the beginning of her work. Foremost among these was the great conflict between good and evil. From the fall of Lucifer in heaven and the fall of man, down through the centuries of probationary time, to the second coming of Christ and the setting of the kingdom of God in the earth made new. In the year 1858, Elder and Mrs. White were attending a meeting at Lavette's Grove near Bowling Green, Ohio. There, Mrs. White was again shown in vision many things of importance to the remnant church. Of this vision, she wrote, "At Lavette's Grove, most of the matter which I had seen 10 years before concerning the great controversy of the ages between Christ and Satan was repeated, and I was instructed to write it out." Life Sketches of Ellen G. White, page 162. In due time, this revelation of the great controversy between Christ and his angels and Satan and his angels was published in a series of 3 small books under the general title Spiritual Gifts. In the years that followed, this theme was presented to Mrs. White in greater detail, and in 1870 she began the publication of an amplified edition of this marvelous story of redemption in 4 volumes under the general title of The Spirit of Prophecy. As time advanced and additional light was given on this subject, and as the way opened for the circulation of these books to the world as well as the church, Mrs. White again enlarged this series, filling in some gaps in the story and presenting additional material on the themes treated. Thus, we have in current circulation a series of 5 rather large books known as the Conflict of the Ages series: Patriarchs and Prophets, Prophets and Kings, The Desire of Ages, Acts of the Apostles, and The Great Controversy, more than 3,500 pages in all. These books are doing a marvelous work in bringing to the church and the world a knowledge of the great plan of human redemption and of God's purpose to carry out his original plan in the creation of man. For some years, there has been felt a need, both in America and abroad, for a brief but all-inclusive presentation of this great theme, giving in one compact volume the high points of the whole sweep of the story of the conflict of the ages as it was revealed to Mrs. White. This need is now met in this volume, The Story of Redemption, made possible by selecting and grouping in their natural order certain portions of the concise accounts as they appeared in the earlier volumes, long since largely out of print. As noted in the table of contents, this vivid account has been drawn from The Spirit of Prophecy, Volumes 1, 3, and 4, The Signs of the Times, and Early Writings, Spiritual Gifts, Volume 1. The deletions necessary to present this story in a minimum of space are not indicated in the text. Some slight adjustments have been made, such as the use of current words or expressions to replace those now obsolete. Also, current forms of spelling, punctuation, and grammar are adopted. Aside from these adjustments, the original text is unchanged, still maintaining its original graphic and terse treatment of the vital theme it presents. That this reprint in a single volume of the story of the redemption of lost men and the restoration of a lost world through Jesus Christ our Lord will bring enlightenment to many people all around the world and beget a lively hope in the soon coming of Jesus is our earnest desire and confident expectation.